I look rough.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are back for episode 48 of Idiots on a Mic. 48?
That's like, we're almost to a year.
We're past a year, but that's fine.
Episode-wise, like one a week. I'm just trying to quantify it.
Anyways, we got a special guest on with us today, a man who was a police officer in Michigan, a man who volunteered to get the shit kicked out of him for an entire week and have it filmed, by the way, a man who we just discovered pretty recently on our quote-unquote backstage is a huge conspiracy nut. We will probably be diving into that soon. Good friend of mine, ex-teammate of mine. We got to play baseball together. Let's bring him on. Welcome, Mario Rodriguez. How
Mario!
Are you?
Mario! Yeah!
Hey there. What's going on, guys?
We noticed you're in a very professional studio. We are, in fact, not. This is the guest room of my apartment. As you can see, I have all of my – I can't even turn right all of my baseball shit up on the wall. By the way, getting ready to put another notch on that thing. So I got a map, right? I got a map that has all the baseball fields on it. Yep. I travel a lot for work. Scratch the motherfuckers off every time I go.
There we go. So have you been to Brave Stadium?
No, but I got a reason to go down there now.
There we go.
Did you get that second injection, bud?
Don't worry about it.
Me? Oh, you can't go in yet, man.
I definitely did not.
I got my first microchip. I haven't scheduled to get my second microchip yet. Speaking of conspiracy theories,
just not about it.
So I got my first one back. When was that? Like towards the end of May, and that shit's just been weird ever since. No, I'm just kidding. There has not been any issues. But it's weird now. I get scanned with metal detectors a lot, and it kind of beeps as I'm walking by. So I don't know what that's
about. Hilarious.
Ridiculous. I have the hellhounds in the background. They may make an appearance.
I was totally wondering what the hell that was. Yeah, it sounds like the Christmas story, like when he like opens the door and all the freaking bloodhounds are.
They eat the chickens or the turkeys, so then they got to go have the duck at the Chinese restaurant.
Yep.
Classic. Rod, you probably haven't seen that movie because you don't know.
I've seen A Christmas Story. Okay, I'm not that uncultured. All right.
Yes, you are. Have you seen a Sandlot?
We went over this. No, I have not seen Sandlot. Okay.
I gotta go.
Yeah,
I know. Mario, thanks for coming on today.
Come back.
I'm the new co-host. Thanks, guys, for joining.
So we got a lot to talk about today. We want to unravel, a big part of why we had you on is you were a part of Unbreakable Mind, which WPSN is a lot easier to say than Warrior Poet Society Network. That is quite a mouthful getting that out.
That's what she said.
We're going to get to Diego and his titanium tips here in a second. So you basically went on with Tony, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How do you pronounce his last name?
Seminat.
Okay. See, that's not what I was going to get.
Yeah.
Glad we got past that.
Yep.
And he basically put, there was five of you,
mm-hmm.
right? And yep. he put all five of you through hell for a week. Each one of you had your own personal story, why you were there, what you were trying to overcome. And then he basically was like, okay, cool, let's overcome that. And then he just like beat the piss out of you.
Not directly.
So you went through all of these brutal physical challenges. And the one that got me is we were kind of talking about this beforehand. So you guys had to get up at like 2 a.m, go out by the pool and do this workout. And then you got to get in the pool and tread water and do all this shit, swim underwater, everything. And this just takes me back to a day in beautiful, sunny Florida. We traveled down for baseball. And first of all, we lost every single game that we played down there. And didn't, it didn't matter. Like, we could be up 7 runs if we would lose it. Like, we were just
absolutely.
Were you pitching most of these games, Matt? Or?
I did pitch one of those games. In fact, yeah, there was a day where I did, in fact. Why don't you fuck off, bud? How about that?
I think my ass is still chapped from the fucking pine. just sitting here.
You and me both, man. I'm like, all right, just I guess I'll do radar again today. Like, that's what. So, as a pitcher, you do one of two things. You pitch or you chart. That's what you do. You get those two options.
Doesn't sound fun at all.
No, not really. Not really. Or you get picked on by the guys in the bullpen. Okay, so you get three options of what you're going to do for that day. So there was – the team was divided up into multiple different houses we rented down in Florida. And so two of the houses, one being my house, one being Mario's house, had some underage kids in it. They somehow obtained beer and they end up drinking. They get busted, and which all the juniors and seniors, all the people who were of age were already out getting plastered anyways, like out at the bar. So it didn't even like, we were just out having a good time. And it was, I remember the last bar we went to was like this British themed bar or whatever it was, English themed bar. And they're like, oh, we're running.
I think I might've been there.
They say we're running a 2-for-1 special. And you remember Andrew, my old roommate. I'm a smaller guy, but he's like 6'1", 6'2", maybe like 160 pounds, soaking wet. Yeah. So he thinks this 2-for-1 deal is, all right, like one of us will pay and we'll each just get a beer. This lady came out with 4 beers. Bang, 2 for you. Bang, 2 for you. And he just looked at me dead in the eye. And he's like, I don't think I can do this anymore, man. So here I am sucking down 3 beers with like 20 minutes left till curfew's up.
Oh, jeez.
Smash, smash, smash these down. We're running piss drunk to get back. We get back in time. Didn't matter.
Hold on. Can you do that motion one more time for me?
With this motion?
That would look funny. Bronze, too.
Except it was like, oh, wait a minute. What are you getting at here?
So, cars driving by, like, what's wrong with that kid?
It was more like running, like, fucking, I'm ignoring you guys. Fucking,
take him like, back off screen, get him out of here.
Zigzag back and forth to get back to the room. We get back. We find out first thing in the morning that we're getting busted, which it was supposed to be our day off. All right. Meet at the coach's house, all these guys, and bring shorts or swim trunks. Well, somebody did not get that message. I'm not gonna say who didn't get that message. And he shows up. He shows up in sweatpants and flip-flops, free-balling. Basically just dick in hand, like. And we have to do all of these like exercises in the pool. So,
like, oh, it's going to be a pool party. This is great. I'm equipped.
Here's the big thing, though. Like, here's the takeaway from me. The coach is the only one who had a heated pool. So it was, like, not the worst punishment I've ever been through.
Definitely not.
But just to see Mario get shredded because nobody in his house, everybody in his house knew his phone was dead, so he didn't get the text message. Everybody in the house knew we were supposed to be wearing shorts or swim trunks or whatever, and he shows up in sweatpants and flip-flops, and the coach is like, what the fuck are you doing, man?
Mind you, we were actually supposed to – he wanted to run because I remember that he had that – there was that field in the back behind the house, and he goes, well, some people don't have fucking shoes on, and I'm just like, they're like, we can't run barefoot, so let's just be in the pool. That was just a terrible day. Over in the pool.
So to finish that story off, like I went back to sleep. We had two options. You can go to a spring training game or you just go back to your house. I'm like, see ya. I'm catching up on the sleep that I missed last night.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew decided to go to the spring training game. They load like 30 guys into one van, and it turns out he yaks in his wet shorts still. Because he's that hungover.
Oh boy!
But so you do all this stuff in the pool, and one of the things is like unbreakable minds. You're supposed to overcome all of these physical challenges by pushing the mental side of it. And so one of the things you initially had to do was all the way underwater, swim from one side to the other. You barely missed it on the first one. And then you have to do it again. And, and like, that's just a small sign of the struggles that they were. I mean, David was like absolutely terrified to even put his head underwater.
He did not like the water at all.
Listen, I get that. I get that. All right. I had tubes in my ears as a kid. My head does not like to go underwater. Okay.
But you're a Navy guy. I mean, you can't.
No. You don't. All right. Let me explain to you the swimming qualifications. Okay. For the Navy. You jump off this 10-foot platform into water and you swim to the end of the Olympic pool. I could float extremely well. Now, I was panicking when I hit the water. I was quite terrified, right? But I got to the end. Now, on the other hand, I did have to tread water for 5 minutes. And let me tell you, that took a few different tries.
I had to tread water for probably 15, 20 minutes in the show. I mean, not to flex on you or anything.
But all my tries, I probably equivalated to 15 or 20 minutes.
Wow. I had to do it consecutively, though.
So the cool thing about this show that we kind of forgot to touch on a little bit is we get to see live comments. So, Mario, you can probably see them on your screen, and we actually can pull them up.
You have to hit the comments button.
I got it. Chill out. You can actually pull them up.
Okay.
You're in a baby pool in boot camp.
Just one of the ones with duckies on it. They just tell you to get to
the
end.
No, you had the ducky floaties.
Yeah.
Hilarious. Nice.
Doesn't matter. I made it to the end. All right.
That's true. That's true.
You swim like a rock. Thank you. Thank you, Graham.
Fun story. We were actually at Grammy's friend's house when I was a kid. And, you know, I kind of knew how to swim, kind of didn't. Well, kind of got pushed too far into the deep end. Grammy had come save my life. True story.
That's how I learned to swim. So, Rod, you're very aware of who my father is. He would just kind of take us to the deep end and be like, this can.
Well, props. But we had a pond out back. And I never figured out really how to swim, but I was on like the little, like, what's that thing that it kind of goes over the water a little bit?
Like a dock
like a dock type thing. And I'm laying on it, like doing something. I didn't have a phone back then. So I was doing something. And my dad just comes over and just throws me in the middle of the pond. And I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm probably going to die now. I figured it out. He's like, I can make another one if this don't work. All right.
it also kind of feels like you didn't figure it out because of the way Perry is describing what you were like in the pool. But in your own words, kind of describe what this experience was like and why you did it and what were some of the fun challenges. So like when you had to do the wrestling or the jiu-jitsu portion, it seemed like you guys were laughing your ass off the entire time. So give us a little bit about what it was like for you.
The entire show or just the experience or what?
Whatever you took from it, like what was your least favorite part? Was the wall sits your least favorite part?
As you could probably tell, yes. So, all right, we'll kind of start from that, I guess. You know, they put us in this like super nice like mansion. I'm not gonna give too much because I think everybody should probably go subscribe to the network because it's really cool. And if you're like not really about leftist ideology kind of stuff, I mean, it's kind of people who have conservative, you know, minds. Anyway, so they put us in this super nice house. So this mansion that like they put us in, like there's like dollar bills in the chandelier. So I guess like rappers like rent this thing out in Miami, and there's like dollar bills like up on the thing. And I don't know, I totally expected strippers to come in or something, but so they put us in this super nice house and we like barely spent any time there. So we just literally the first day, you know, we're just working out outside. It's probably at 95 degrees with like 100% humidity. So I don't even know what the heat index would have been. It's terrible. Anyway, you got sprayed, got pepper sprayed, literally didn't sleep, sleep deprived. I mean, anything you could probably, I mean, as far as boot camp goes, I mean, it's probably something very close to boot camp. I mean, it's really just the guy that we're working with is a Marine. He's a former SWAT guy from Miami. So he's just like some super badass guy that got super big on social media. They made him a Call of Duty character and stuff like that. So I follow him on Instagram, Real World Tactical. Super cool guy. Anyway, the thing that I really took out of it is just everyone comes in with these challenges, something that's happened to them. And the thing that got me on the show pretty much was, you know, in 2019, I got shot in the line of duty, just under my vest, and obviously went through. It didn't go through and through, but you know, it kind of put me back. It put me on my ass, to say the least. And
now, what did that feel like? Like, I mean, because 99% of the population has never had it. Like, what kind of pain is that? Are we talking like a bee sting on both sides, or like a bee
sting? No, so. It didn't go through and through. So it went in and it stayed in for probably 4 months because like swelling and stuff, they didn't want to take it out. Oh, okay. Yeah. So when it first happened, obviously my adrenaline is like super high. Like I didn't really, I knew it. I got shot, but I didn't really think it was going to be that bad. I don't know if you guys read much or anything. I was kind of being a nerd at the time. I read. Well, I mean, I was, how to read. I know. reading is hard. I get it. You know.
Audiobooks now.
Audiobooks. I open and sometimes the book is upside down. I got to make sure.
Sometimes the pictures pop out. You know, it's
But I read a book David Goggins wrote. I don't know if you know who David Goggins is. Former Navy SEAL. Mm-hmm. And he wrote a book called Can't Hurt Me. And I actually read that book like, and I finished it like right before I got into that shooting. And I remember the first thing that came into my mind when I got shot was, you can't hurt me. And I kind of, I don't know why. Obviously, as I'm thinking that, I'm obviously handling the situation. The guy ended up getting shot 7 times and somehow, I'm sorry I'm saying this, somehow lived. Anyway, and they found him in a basement, and he's been arrested, obviously, and he's in jail right now. But that's what got me on the show. I got off track a little bit, but that's what got me on the show. It's kind of, you know, I kind of thought mental preparedness was something that I always thought about, and, you know, and didn't take very seriously until probably like 2016. I don't know. I kind of got into it and kind of tried to develop my mind a little bit more and do things, and that's what got me on the show. So it's super cool to be with people on the show that had the same experiences or some of the same traumatic experiences that, you know, regardless of if we were from Miami, you know, someone's from New York, Connecticut, things like that, and different backgrounds and stuff, and we're all just like brothers and sisters now, you know, shared this common bond of misery, and just kind of, we're just friends now. We just talk all the time and kind of love each other from that. So
in the famous words of Marshawn Lynch, you got to take care of your mentals and you got to take care of your chickens.
All right? That's right.
Yeah. You do that, you're going to live a good life.
We were so serious, and I was like, I know. Yeah, cool. But anyways, yeah, make sure you take care of your chickens, people. Like, come on.
Yeah. But it was cool. Like, I mean, you can just see it's a misery loves company kind of mentality. Like, you guys build a bond through going through some brutal, I mean, just physical exercise and to a degree abuse. Cause I mean, you guys did fight, old titanium tips at the end there.
And I can't get over that titanium tips. Titanium hips, people. Titanium hips.
Right.
Tips on accident. Dude, this dude is a freaking beast. He's like a world Muay Thai champion and he's like metal hips, not tips.
Well, you don't actually know about the other
part. That's true. That's accurate.
but it was cool. It was so much fun to watch and just like see you guys go through that, and it is very interesting how if you change your mental state that you could push beyond like to you can't hurt me mentality. Like, yeah, I imagine you were
I definitely know. I think I forgot to actually say how it felt. Did I forget to say that? No. Yeah, I did. Yeah, sorry. I'll backtrack a little bit. Anyway, so
You do not need to apologize for anything.
Yeah. I just forgot. I totally got off track, and I just like went all the way to left field and didn't come back.
Welcome. You're accepted now.
Thank you. It actually, like I said, it didn't really feel like anything. I obviously knew I got hit. I just felt like pressure. That's kind of what it felt like. It. I mean, some people say it burns. Some people say, you know, the bullet's hot, so it kind of burns them. I didn't really feel that. I mean, kind of a badass, you know.
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding.
You didn't know it was there till 4 months later.
No, I remember actually, like, so my partner, I had two other partners, and we both hopped in the car, and I hopped in the back seat, and he was like, "Are you good?" I'm like, "Yeah, I'm good. So like, we like go ahead and we drive to the hospital, and you know, my buddy's on the radio telling him like, we got one coming in, you know, whatever. And I get out and I'm like walking towards the door because like I'm not really bleeding. It's just like that initial blood that came from my stomach. And so I'm walking and they're like, "Who shot?" And I'm like, "I am." They're like, "Can you fucking lay down?" Like they had like they had the gurney out. They had the gurney. It's like, "Can you lay down?" I was like, "Yeah." So I just like jumped and like hopped on the thing. But yeah, it was pretty surreal experience, obviously. Just like something you don't really want to be a part of.
Right.
That firefight, I mean, obviously a lot of veterans and stuff go through that, and it's just to do it on a multiple times on a daily basis is kind of surreal to think about, because that first time I'm like, I'm good.
Yeah.
So
so to take a serious note, I am wearing a Thin Blue Line headband here. And
there we go. With
the utmost respect, I want to take a moment and appreciate you and everybody who's been a part of law enforcement at any given time, whether they're retired, whether they're active, whether they're in the academy right now. I mean, the stop was for what? I mean, the guy panicked because he didn't have his license and
just from there. Yeah, it was pretty much something like that. And he was a convicted felon prior, so of a violent crime. So he wasn't really allowed to be carrying a gun without, you know, you can't really get a concealed pistol license in Michigan if you're a convicted felon of a, like a violent felony. So he had that on him. He didn't really want to give it up. I don't really understand the mentality of that. It gets to the point where some of these people just think it's cool to carry a gun and just have a gun on them and they kind of show it off and be flashy with it. And it's not cool, but yeah, this guy just was not being very smart with his decisions.
So we transitioned a couple of years later. Now you're in Georgia, and you're actually working as an editor with Warrior Poet Society Network. So things turned around for you. It seems you're on the up and up. And Graham, her husband, her late husband, was actually a law enforcement officer as well. I've got family that's in law enforcement, you know, they're everywhere. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of really good ones, and then the bad ones get publicity, and that's we won't make a whole political thing out of it, but again, thank you. So you're now like I said, you're now in Georgia. shut the fuck up. you're now in Georgia. You're enjoying what you're doing. You got big into the production side of things. So how's that going? That's taking off for you?
Yeah, it's really fun, actually. You know, obviously I met John, who's like the face of Warrior Poet Society, former Army Ranger, super intense guy, but really cool. You know, he has his values. He kind of explains things the right way. He doesn't really shove things in your face. He just gives you information and gives you facts. And basically that's all you can do. It's just like, yeah, I'm giving you the facts. So now you can base your decision on what you want to do off of the facts I'm giving you. And if you want to do more research, obviously you can do that too. But it's super cool. Like I'm basically running the YouTube channel with another editor. We're kind of producing these videos actually in this studio that I'm in right now.
Yeah. You pointed that out already.
Because we have our makeshift studios over here.
I mean, it's just my thought process now. It's just like, okay,
it's beautiful.
I could do it at my desk, obviously, too. But it's just like my mentality now. It's just like I just kind of try to be artsy. I have like lights up here. You probably can't see them, but
our Our first episodes were shot on a shitty colored cream couch and with like the cheapest video camera you could ever find. Yeah,
with just one like plug-in shotgun microphone between the two of us.
We have evolved a little bit.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm sure I could actually help you out with some of the equipment, like if you wanted to get more serious into the equipment.
Well, so. I'm going to be taking a trip to Atlanta to go see the Braves play at some point this year. It sounds like we'll have to get that figured out.
Scheduled. Yeah.
Rod, you could do whatever the fuck you want to do.
So
I have people in Atlanta or in Georgia I can visit.
There you go.
So let's, all right, let's dive into it. We brought you on to talk about dumb shit too.
Yeah.
This is where we thrive, Mario. This is the world that we live in. So step in with us. First thing I want to share with you guys is, let me get this. So Google put out a recent article. Yeah, just fucking walk off. But.
All right, yeah, see you later, Rod. See you later.
Google just put out this article. AI chips are being used to create AI chips. And basically, they're laying out the mapping. Now, they can't do the soldering and all that shit and actually laying it out physically. I'm sure they'll create robots with the AI to do this at some point or another. However, they're mapping out all of this stuff to see. And they're saying what would take humans months to create is taking these AI like 6 hours to create. And I'm kind of scared that we're in a little bit of a Terminator situation going on here. I don't know that the robots will not be taking over within the next 5 years, because what we think is fast in creating these AI chips in months, they're doing it in 6 hours. And what I thought our timeline was for killer robots was, I don't know, maybe 20 years. I mean, if they're able to do it at an exponential rate, you just don't know anymore. Could be tomorrow. We don't fucking know.
Have you seen where they have the AIs actually? I think I've talked to you about this, Matt, before. They have an AI that they've programmed to create its own, like, its own version of Jimi Hendrix. And it listens to all Jimi Hendrix songs. And it has him singing it. And his, like, and it creates a brand new song out of it. It sounds pretty good.
See,
sounds pretty good.
I never heard any of this stuff.
Yeah, you're welcome. I'm the king of dark rabbit hole information.
Yeah. Hey, Mario, you think you got some wild conspiracy theories? Strap it, bud. It's going to get weird for you, okay?
You're going to look it up later, and you're going to listen to it and be like, damn, yeah, that's really good.
Yeah, we're gonna go in on an adventure together. So this is going to be – oh, Nick, we can't see you. That's all right. Hide that fucking ugly mug. this is the product. I mean – so somebody posed the question in the comments of this article is like, okay, it's being created by humans. Is it going to have human error? Probably. And I just don't think that's how that works though, because you're taking out the human element. It's just, it is a, if this, then this, and there's no like, if this, maybe this or this kind of situation, you know what
but
I mean?
The initial AI is going to be potentially have human error in it. The initial AI will. Now the AI making the human error, probably not, but.
So you can even liken it to this. Let's get into the Marvel universe, okay? Ultron. Ultron was created from an AI creating an AI. Are we not here?
But I mean, Ultron wasn't wrong in thinking that humans were the parasite of the planet and trying to get rid of all of them. I mean, if you think about it, that's true.
Now we're going back to the Terminator thing.
We're about
to get wiped out like John Connor over here.
I know. So let's pose this question too then. We're in a Terminator situation. One person has to save us. Who is it going to be? Rod, who's your choice?
Jeff Goldblum.
No, Jeff Goldblum is not going to be the savior of humanity.
Or Will Smith. I feel like Will Smith could do it.
Okay. Well, I mean, he was in Independence Day. He kind of did have the whole savior thing there. It's got to be The Rock, though. Like, I think you could plug The Rock for, like, anything.
Yeah.
Or Dana White, because he's already got those Illuminati fingers controlling conferences.
Freaking puppet fingers, dude. Like,
I... I don't know. Do you think it's going to be easy in being enslaved by robots? Do you think they'll even want to keep us, or are they just going to wipe us out entirely? You have no idea what you signed up for, but
I don't. Mike Steele Cedar said Clint Eastwood.
That's a good one. Past its prime. I mean, maybe if it had happened in like the 80s or 90s.
Yeah.
But Clint Eastwood now, like, hell, Gran Torino Eastwood did not look good. And that movie came out.
He looked old.
Like 10 years ago, probably. Tom Hiddleston. Here we go. We're going to start talking about Loki. Now we're past it. Barry, we're past it.
I don't know. I was totally going to be like
the planet.
Super cliche and just say like John Lovell, the guy I work with, is just like some super VA guy. But yeah.
Are you still an intern? Or are you like
he's the guy paying the camera, he's standing there, he's like, you say my fucking name. You say it. I'm like, no, John.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Mario post Unbreakable Mind. That's the guy I'm picking. Fucking.
You don't want that guy.
Yeah.
You don't want that guy.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's so funny because, like, in the show, they make me look like I shoot so bad. If I'm over there killing the show, they're going to be like, oh, well, this guy's freaking just, it must be easy then because anybody can do it. You know what I mean? So, like, they show me, I'm like shooting. Mind you, I'm using Tony's, like, signature gun in one of the things. So I'm like shooting it. I'm like super nervous because I'm like, okay, well, if I miss, I'm going to suck. And then he's going to just sit here and yell at me and just troll me the entire time because, yeah. So, like, I'm shooting and I do miss one. He's like, oh, you missed, you freaking idiot. Like, I'm like, oh, here we go.
It's just a snowball effect. He's like, and this guy was SWAT, and then the camera like comes up. Mario's like, I'm not SWAT.
Yeah. He kept calling me SWAT. It's so funny. And it was like, I just heard a noise. That was weird.
Oh my god.
Cat.
There's nobody here
except for John.
He's like in the fucking rafters, like get ready to drop down. Don't look at the floor, dude. He wouldn't do that, too. Dude. This dude is like the quietest guy. Like when he walks in the door, he like, I'll be sitting at my desk, and he like, what are you doing?
I'm trying to get this thing pulled up for the next article.
Oh, he's like looking like up here, like he's like a ghost up there. I'm like, is that a screen up there? No, this dude like walks in like a you're talking like hold it like toe it. Holy shit. Heel toe guy. Dude, this dude is like super sneaky. Like he like sneaks up on me and he just like scares the shit out of me every day.
Just for no reason too?
No reason. Just because he can. He knows he can.
All right. Next article I sent out to you guys. Nuclear bomb detectors uncover secret population of blue whales. Pygmy blue whales too. Hidden in the Indian Ocean. Pygmy blue whales. They can grow up to 75 feet. And these are the miniature fucking versions of this thing.
Did you know actual blue whales, we actually don't know how they give birth because they like dive like real deep and we just have no idea. We've never seen it.
How many times have you Googled blue whale birthing videos?
He's just like on YouTube trying to find it. He can't find it.
I just want to see a blue whale give birth. Is it too much to ask?
Like we assume it's off the coast of Hawaii, but we're not certain. All right. That's
Deep sea diving.
Yeah. I'm not really sure why we're using nuclear bomb detectors. Like, are we looking for nuclear bombs underwater? One. Two,
I mean,
if we were, why did we stop to be like, hold the fucking phone? There's some blue whales down here.
Right? And like, how does a nuclear bomb detector find blue whales?
It's like the
some
sound
sort of sonar like, or something.
Yeah,
like
from the sonar. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hang on now. I'm gonna get to it.
Acoustic now, did they find any bombs? Data.
I don't know. They were just like, fuck the bombs. Let's take a peek at these whales. Let's see how they get hurt.
How are these whales just hiding there? Like the whales have to come up for air.
Apparently like, not like, when they're giving birth, dude. Maybe that's what they were doing. Okay.
Yeah, they don't breathe a whole lot then. That's That's for certain.
Maybe that's why I'm gonna make a corny joke. Is that why they're blue? Because like they have to hold their breath
for so long. Come on. Terrible.
And that brings us to dad joke of the week, folks. Yeah.
Hi, do you have a moment to talk about our friends and saviors over at CBD Brothers USA? Oh, you do? Well, let's talk about it. They provide a 100% hemp all-natural product for you as an alternative to some of those harmful pharmaceuticals or over-the-counter, whether it's anti-inflammatories or things such as that. You know, Tylenol, Advil, Aleve. What those are going to do is over time, they're going to cause liver and kidney damage. You know what's not going to do that? Products from CBD Brothers USA. You guessed it. All natural CBD products, whether it's inflammation that you're having issues with. Even if it's sleep. We've got something for sleep. Get a little melatonin in it. Night, night. See you later. If you've got a dog or a pet that's at home anxious, a couple droplets there in their water or in their food, good to go. Calm as a southern storm. That's not calm, but you get it. Doesn't have the same psychoactive effects as THC. It's a THC-free product. And you're going to get all of those benefits that we just discussed for a low price. Because guess what? We got a promotion code for you. Go to CBDBrothersUSA.com and use the code IDIOTSONMIC, all one word, for 25% off and free shipping. Again, that's code IDIOTSONMIC for CBDBrothersUSA.com. Cheers.
I wish I would have known that was coming. We do actually have a little dad jokes banner to run across the bottom. You got any other ones while we're here, pal?
I think I'm out. I'm not a dad yet, so I have no other dad jokes.
Just the one. I just don't understand. Like, and they were by the way, they're calling a smaller subspecies, and they can grow up to at least the ones that they found 79 feet. What monstrosity are blue whales in general?
Can you just imagine the size of their penis?
I just can't imagine the titanium.
I love how I'm thinking of tips on
the
size.
Just like, shit.
Just like a little Chad Johnson attached to it. Just like,
I guess so, right? Did you choose the name Johnson specifically? Mario, why have we not had you on the show sooner?
Dude, that was pretty good. That was pretty good.
79 feet being the smaller version, and we still don't know enough about blue whales, and they're the biggest fucking thing.
First of all, isn't it amazing how things this big just fucking disappear? And like we know nothing about. They're like, oh yeah, by the way, we found this 400-foot, you know, whale off the coast of Guatemala. And you're like, oh, okay, cool. How the fuck did you not see that before?
Just out of curiosity, you guys missed this one the first time it floated by.
What are we missing in space if we're missing this? You know, it's
very good point. Very good point. So now, you know, we're gonna get into space for a second. I'm gonna ask this question.
Let's do it.
Yes.
Aliens real.
Well, that too. But do you think that there are other galaxies that have universes like ours where there's people doing probably the exact same thing we're doing right now?
But like slightly different.
But obviously, it's going to be different. But
yeah, yes. Absolutely. There was something going around. Like, there's one theory out there that's like, they know there's a black hole in the center of every galaxy, right? Mm-hmm. And what they're saying is, if you go through that, you'll actually enter another. Like, it's the same galaxy that you'll be in, but on a different like timeline or a different universe. Mm-hmm. So saying that's like infinite.
I would personally say, like, if my life was done, like I'm old, my kids are grown, they're on with their lives, and I'm like,
shoot me through that bitch.
Like exactly. If I'm like 70 years old and like everything is good and I'm like, I'm happy with my life, shoot me straight through the freaking black hole because I'm going in there. And I will let you know what's on the other side.
If I get there. Yeah.
If I get there.
Absolutely. Right.
I could get demolished into little tiny pieces into the universe, but if I get there, I'll let you know.
All right, let's say this. They shoot you through. You think you're going to another universe. You come out the other side. You land back on Earth and everything. And you actually went back in time instead. Like some whole wormhole thing.
Now, does your body go back in time too?
No, you're the same. Are you now?
Yeah, same 70-year-old.
You could run it.
All right, cool. That doesn't help me at all. What? I still
need a water to get from point A to point B. Nobody made you be a piece of shit when you're 70 years old, dude. You decided to be one. That's on you.
Look at me. I can't fight off heart disease that long. Okay. It's going to catch me.
That would be kind of scary, though, wouldn't it? I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I would do. Would you, like, try to go find, like, your house that you lived in at the time? Like when you left, like would you try to go back there?
I wouldn't rely on modern medicine, that's for sure.
Well, you're 70 years old. You just made it through a black hole. Clearly, you had the best COVID vaccine of all time, and now you're fine. Like it's just great.
Well, you know what? Then you sit there and you wait for Elon Musk to come get you with the chip that he just put in your arm. All right.
There he goes. Peter. By that time, maybe time travel is going to be possible. So maybe I could just time travel back into time travel.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's okay. Through
for your spin. We're just opening everything right now.
Bengals probably still win. Yeah.
See the Bengals win in the new playoffs? No, the real question is, do the Lions win anything?
No, they don't.
Ever.
Hey,
do you want Jared Goff? That's cool.
Hey, so you probably remember this game very vividly. At the beginning of last season, me being a Bears fan, you being a Lions fan, where DeAndre Swift had probably the easiest ball that he could have caught in the end zone, and he dropped it for the Bears to win the game. Would you like to comment and or speculate on that, or are we just going to move along?
I'm going to be honest. We could probably just move along only because I probably haven't turned on the TV and watched an NFL game in probably 4 or 5 years.
Smart.
Well, because only the Lions, for some reason, if you watch them, they're losing, and you turn the TV off, they somehow come back, and they sometimes win. I don't really understand this. So
being a Bengals fan, except there's no winning involved.
Got it. It's like the opposite. Like you're the winning team, and then you turn it off, and then you guys lose somehow. Yeah.
Yeah, but we always end up losing. So you watch it until the third quarter, and then you're like, okay, we're winning. All right, and then you look later and you're like, wow, we lost 45-14. I don't know how that happened in a quarter, but whatever.
It's hard to watch. It is hard to watch. You never know being a Bears fan because they're just such like an 8-8 team, really. So you can get your hopes up. It's a coin toss, though, if they're going to win or lose.
Justin Fields, though.
I'm still not an Ohio State fan. We don't have to do that bullshit. I'm not an Ohio State fan.
Okay. But I'm not like your traditional Ohio State fan. Okay. I can see through the like.
No, the when you say no, when you say traditional Ohio State man, Ohio State fan, what exactly do you mean?
Okay, the same fans who thought Dwayne Haskins was going to be like league MVP his first year. Okay, yeah, I knew better. I'm like, he's trash. He's going to be garbage.
So before we get back into AI, I do have this article because honestly, the pandemic is making people fucking crazy, so much so that even nuns are stealing people's money for gambling habits. 835,000 dollars.
Who are they stealing that kind of money from?
I don't know what kind of church this really was.
I hate to say this, but I'm a Catholic, and if you didn't even put Catholic in there, I could already tell you that it was probably a Catholic. Like, it's just like it always goes hand in hand with freaking Catholics. I don't really understand why.
So right here, she'll be required to pay restitution totaling $835,000. Although the amount may change. She
definitely had to commit fraud and just take all their freaking money from the school.
All right. They're just like, all right, here's how you're going to pay restitution. Say a billion Hail Marys and just go about your way. It's like, how do you, like, it's so scary. Like, and we talk about this with the internet too. Like, you always have to question what's real. Like, you don't even know who to trust anymore.
That's crazy. Well, like I said, it's a Catholic nun. I mean, you can't really, I hate to say it sometimes, but Catholic people sometimes are shady.
They're all shady, buddy. They're all shady.
And to fuel her gambling habits, she just fucking on roulette, like,
right? Just spinning the dice, dude. She's like holding the ball. She's like, just go around. Oh boy.
Jesus said red 13. Let's go. Let's go,
baby. I was just reading Corinthians 16:13. Here we go, baby.
And then God said unto me, let it be a king.
Oh boy.
I mean, I'm going to hell already, Rod. I know you're going. Mario, we might
I might I don't know. Hopefully not, but
we'll have beer for you, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. So Rod, you want to fill them in on, so the seventh layer of hell is the coldest, supposedly.
Yeah, apparently, right? According to Dante's like depiction of hell. The seventh
and
layer.
That's where we just,
so that's where we fucking chill our beers.
That's where we land in. This is right in there.
Just a shower of Miller Lights just fall down.
Just there we go.
It's a beautiful thing.
I don't, Perry Davis said, I hope they serve beer in hell.
Well, we can all hope that, yeah. Yeah, they serve beer in hell, but it's fucking IPAs or microbrews.
Oh,
no.
Or coffee stouts, yeah.
Or like a super dark, I don't really like dark Guinness. Like, I don't know if you guys like dark Guinness.
No, absolutely not.
That's like the beer of hell right there.
We had some Dragon's Milk beer at one point, and that was the most disgusting thing we've ever drank. It was bad.
What? It was a bourbon stout. It was like a bourbon barrel ale. And it'll fucking murder you. You got a beer choice?
For me?
Yeah.
Usually just
200 straight.
Yeah, I've been living down here so long in Georgia. I just drink straight moonshine. I don't really have a preference. I'm not a big beer guy in general. I'd rather drink liquor.
Okay, you got a preference for a liquor?
Let's do Wild Turkey.
Ooh, okay.
Gentleman Jack.
Okay. Yeah, that's it right there. Yeah,
that's probably my go-to, my favorite right there.
That's the only liquor I can stand these days. There we go. And some tequila every now and then.
Okay, yeah. I mean, you mix it in a margarita. You know.
Yeah, all right. Margaritas are the shit. All right. I don't care if it looks girly, okay? It is.
I don't even care. Put an umbrella on it. I'm freaking sucking it down.
Yeah, exactly. It don't matter.
It don't matter.
I had, by the way, Rod, there's a place in Cleveland that makes margaritas, but they use Jameson instead of tequila.
Is it good? Is it good?
Oh, is it good? Is it good? On my Irish heritage, it's good, son. Yeah,
there we go.
Matthew and I tried some whiskey that my buddy gave me last week.
That was not whiskey. I don't know.
It was rough.
He did not give you whiskey.
It was rough. I don't know what that was. The seal was broken on this moonshine jar that he had.
And that's probably why I got sick, dude.
But it was full, and then he gave it to me, and I'm like, oh, okay, not thinking of anything of it. And then I'm like, wait a minute. There's shit floating around in this. I don't know what this is.
It was a moonshine jar that I was in?
Yeah. It was like one of the ones you buy at the store. Nice. But you can tell he put something else in there. I don't know what it was.
It was fuzzies floating around in there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it makes it tastes like
right now.
Give me a headache for 2 days.
Like maple and cinnamon at the same time somehow. And whatever
that
other
was a, yeah, that was a mixture of piss.
I think that might have been
he actually just took a shit in the jar. Yes.
It just let it fermented just in there. Just you see that float around in there? Yeah, that was my burrito I had last night.
oh my god, that did taste like Taco Bell, didn't it?
God, this tastes like shit. Yeah,
it's because it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, knowing Lou, like meeting Louis just in the like 24-hour span that I met him, real possibility that he did that. So I just don't know.
He has this bottle of, I'm going to explain the Scorpion whiskey here to Mario. Yeah. So he has this bottle, right, that Dad brought over from, I think it was like Indonesia or India or somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. And it has an actual cobra in it holding what they do is they put the cobra and the scorpion in there and they fight and they fill it full of whiskey. So the cobra actually has like the scorpion in its mouth and then they fill it full of whiskey and then they sell it. Like they put some herbs in there and some shit like that. So he's drank it all, but he's refilled it full of different kinds of liquor throughout the years. And that it's potent, buddy. It is.
Does not sound good.
Yeah, that but you want to try it. But you look at it and you're like, yeah, I'm man enough for that.
It's almost like not really. It's almost like, but remember the scorpion, the sucker with the scorpion in the middle of it?
Yep.
Ever had those? I used to just eat the whole thing. And people are like, you know, you're not supposed to eat the scorpion. They're like, I don't know.
Look at me.
Yeah.
I am mad. Yeah. Look at you now. You could be the Rock's, you know, stepbrother. There you go.
There you go. Yeah. Yeah. It's, which that whole gimmick is probably bullshit anyway. It's probably like, there's no scorpion or fucking cobra.
I have no idea, but I'm telling you, it tastes rough.
Well, it's here's the terrible thing is it's like this. We're sitting there and Nick pours the shot for me, pours a shot for himself. He's already in trouble at this point. His wife was like, you are already gone, bud. Maybe don't drink this. And he's like,
she walks out of the room. Into that black hole.
She walks out of the room. He hands me the one, and he goes, oh, look, she's gone. Here we go. And it's like throws. But the shot glass he was planning on giving me was like, it was not a shot glass. He's like, oh, I went to the store. They told me this was a shot glass. They told me this was a shot glass. And one was significantly smaller than the other. And he was trying to get me to drink this. Like it was practically a whiskey glass. It was damn near a whiskey glass. And then that's the one he drank himself. Like I didn't even touch that one.
I'm scared.
You should be, my friend. Nope. You really should be.
Either wake up or it's not my problem no more.
When you drink stuff and then like you first few and you're like you make faces and then when you take shots like that and you're just like then you got a problem. Like you're just like yeah, oh yeah, I'm good.
Yeah. Then you're like, wow, I need to cool off here. All right, what we got?
Yeah. All right, so back to the AI theme. AI, so they're setting up AI to, like, scan people's resumes and profiles on, like, Indeed, ZipRecruiter, shit like that, to narrow it down. But now they're claiming that the AI can be racist. And I don't know, because, like, I think it's scanning, like, pictures as well on profiles and things like that. And I just think, so here's my theory, is they just dumped like a generic name generator into this thing and it's just not picking up what's called unique names is my guess. It was what's really happening in this entire thing. But I can't be sure. Is this the AI that created the AI that is doing
it? They say that in there that like they programmed it to identify certain names as being like potentially like better candidates, which I think could be construed as like a racist, I think. But if you make an AI who strictly looks at the facts and stuff like that, no. But the AI can be racist if the people themselves are doing it. Like they program it. Ramming on that way, you know?
Yeah.
Like if they're like, you know, hey, this name or that name, or you know, this name has a Q in it, then it can't be an app. I don't know.
Has a Q in it. That's the requirement. Has a Q.
Yeah, it's like, all right, so you know, some arbitrary like argument like
I get what you're doing without doing it. Yeah, I get what you're saying without saying it. Yeah.
But yeah, so I mean it could be But if you get some people who aren't like who can like objectively just make it so hey, we're looking at job experience. We're looking at, you know, the resume, like how it actually looks. And we're looking at their interview, like, or whatever you have. You know, if you have it just like that, it's just looking at data, then no, it can't be. But if some dumbass puts names in that, like, what does a name matter? You know what I mean?
It said in there, it was like, it was reading like people's facial expressions. So I don't really understand.
Yeah,
like,
that seems, what does that have to do with job output?
Now if they're reading facial expressions and then like, I don't know, you can't really see somebody because their lighting is terrible and they're like black or something. And then they're like, okay, well, I can't pick that guy because he's black.
Yeah.
Like, then obviously, maybe, yeah, maybe, it's gonna be very racist.
But why would you do facial expressions on a photo? But like, some guys are like really happy. Some are like, you know, it's like, I guarantee you, like, that has nothing to do with like, work ethic and like stuff like that.
They're saying, hey, you know, guys with red hair can't be in here either.
Now, listen, guys who wear red pants should be in here.
These are red shorts.
He's got red pants. All right.
You're not supposed to wear red after Labor Day.
Yeah. Or if your hair is that color.
Or is it white? I don't
really
know.
It's weird. White.
Yeah. He looks so good. He was like,
I had two insults there back to back. I don't know what to respond to.
He's also
looking for both sides.
He's also like, wait, have I been saying it wrong my whole
really
life?
Cool.
Like,
I questioned a lot just in the past 20 seconds that took place.
So I want to take a second.
Wait, hold on, before you get to that,
I'm getting to my Amazon story. You son of a bitch.
Okay, get to your.
But go on, continue.
No. Do your fucking Amazon.
Well, if you're gonna say something and we're gonna go on to the Amazon topic, you might as well just say what you were gonna say.
Oh, I was just going to point out, the guy who created the algorithm, he said, I worry these algorithms aren't designed by people like me.
Then why didn't he fucking design them?
Well, I don't understand. And they aren't designed to pick people like me.
So is he like a black guy or something?
His last name is Carballo.
So he's a Mexican guy.
Maybe. Probably. That sounds about right.
Yeah,
it sounds kind of Italian though, doesn't
it? Or Italian, yeah. Could be Italian.
I don't know.
I just don't understand.
It's probably like a true blood American, and like we're just fucking.
Messed up his name. It's like the most American name ever.
Oh, so the AI is not racist. We're just picking his name wrong. Yeah. That's all we're doing. Yeah.
Here's the problem though. No matter who you have programming it, there could be arguments against each side because you don't actually know how the AI is gonna detect things. So you have to like write out specifically like the AI is looking for this, this, and this, and that's it. Mm. But you can't add anything into the program. Then you know you create an AI who can look through job applications and resumes, and then you send it to like, I don't know, 10 other people of different ethnicities and be like, nope, that's good, you know. And then when it gets back to you, if they're all like, yeah, we're good, then you're good. Then use it. Probably make $1 billion off that shit.
God, it's a miracle we're not in our own studio with the way your mindset is, because
I think you should be here and I should be where you guys are.
Yeah, all these brilliant ideas you got that have not come into fruition yet. Here we are.
You guys should build a studio.
We should build the studio.
So like this stuff is not that expensive. You can literally this is just nailed to the wall.
Mm-hmm. So you stack it and you nail it.
Yeah, right? That's it. Yeah. Yep.
I've got another year probably before I get into a house. Once I get into a house, one of the rooms is going to be a studio room. We just got a little ways to go. Yeah, we got to tough it out till then. But
nice.
You don't have an excuse, Rod. You're in-house. You're just fucking up.
This is my house. Look at that. Look at America. Nothing says I love America and
where's
Americans.
Where's your studio, like bud?
This is my studio. Americans. Welcome. It's all gray. It's a neutral color.
You like it.
The color of the future.
All right. Speaking of Americans, a worldwide pandemic has taken. All right, we don't need to do this.
Okay, hey, show me your browser history.
I'd rather not.
Wow, we just got shut down on everything.
Uh, By the way, speaking of American, the most American thing I've seen is Starbucks has a shortage and people are panicking about it because they can't get exactly the 3-pump mocha latte fucking drink that they want to get. And we're in the midst of.
We're really at a global pandemic with this.
I think this is where we tip the scales into just absolute chaos and everything just runs wild. I mean, what else are we going to do at this point? I just don't know.
I mean, we definitely can't go to Dunkin' Donuts because Dunkin' Donuts sucks. So,
here we go.
I'm going to do this because I know we're getting close to the end. Okay. And I listen to this story. Joe Rogan nonsense. Right. I want to ask first, both of you. All right. What do you like before me? Like, I thought, you know, Amazon, like, I was like, they're hiring at a good wage. Like, they, you know, they're a good employer. Like, I thought that initially, right? Like, what do you guys think about Amazon as an employer right now?
I heard it's terrible to work there. That's just what I've heard. Like, as far as warehouse stuff, I'm like, the drivers, I've heard of saying, like, everything is cool. Like, but at the warehouse stuff, I just heard it's terrible.
So, apparently, from what I heard on the Joe Rogan podcast, right? And from, like, this there's these two people that go on, they have their own, like, YouTube video or whatever, where they go and they do the research and they, like, on politics, they'll do the actual research and give non-biased news and they, like, you know, make sure, like, look at companies and what they're doing and kind of, like, check out the fraud in them and all that bullshit. Anyhow, this is what I got from it. So, apparently, their drivers and everything, they talked to their drivers and their drivers had a, there is an official that got leaked, like an official correspondence that says how to do this, but it gave their drivers an official correspondence on like how to piss in bottles and shit in bags, like while they're driving and stuff. Because now hear me out. All right. They've started assembling stuff as well. Okay. So they've started, like, they assemble your couch if they bring it there, that stuff that you pay extra for, right? Well, Amazon gives them a time limit to do that. And for example, one of the examples they used was they gave them 3 minutes and 47 seconds once they got to the place to take the bed in and install it in wherever the customer wanted in their home. 3 minutes and 40 some seconds.
Well, we know that AI are clearly flawed. So if AI are the ones that are timing these things out, then we're all kind of fucked.
Isn't that something that's complete? And then they said their hourly employees can't become, or like it's rare, like to an extent that they can't become salary employees. And then after 3 years, they try to like annex their hourly employees because, and they've apparently, like, I haven't done any research on this, but this is what I just heard. that the New York Post put out, like, or the Washington Post, one of the two, they put out that Jeff Bezos actually said, no, you know, people get complacent after a couple of years. So that's why we, after 3 years, we actually try to, like, we'll give them severance and everything to try to get them out and then get new people in, and they won't hire within.
That makes zero sense.
It doesn't make sense. That's why I wanted to, like, pose that to you guys. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me either, because you think you'd want to hire from within and people who know that sort of thing. But from what I'm hearing, like, and if you've listened to Joe Rogan before, like, he'll call him out on the bullshit. It's just,
yeah, it's just like, so people get complacent. So this guy, so you're going to tell me that if you take Jeff Bezos and you put him on the line in like the warehouses, he's going to be able to do their job as effective or better than what they're doing?
Right.
You think that's possible?
No, probably, absolutely not.
Probably not, because you know why? You know why he can't do that? It's because he's complacent and because he's literally just sitting probably on his ass while he makes millions of dollars.
Well, he's going to be sitting in a rocket ship here in like the next month because he owns his own space company, Blue Origin.
Someone paid $28 million or some $20 or $30 million to get a seat next to him.
The bid when we talked about this last week was at $3.2 million.
It's
initially.
I think it was higher.
I'm sure it is. And so now we're just making money off space. He said, ah, fuck Earth. I can make more money off space in a shorter period of time than I could. He's like, all I got to do is spend billions to make rockets. Fuck it. Let's do it.
Dude,
so literally 15 days after he's stepping down as the CEO, and he's going to still be like a chairman and he'll make executive decisions, I'm sure, but he's stepping down as the CEO. 15 days later, he's hopping on a rocket ship. And he's a fucking alien, and he's shooting himself right back to his home planet. That's what I'm
saying. But he should shoot himself in a black hole, honestly.
Yeah, here we go. How much do you have to devalue, like, your employee aspect of it to give them time limits on that sort of thing, and then also work them that hard that they have to, you know, piss in a bottle while they're driving their stuff, you know? Like,
that's terrible. It just sounds like a terrible place to work. I mean, people have been saying that it's sometimes like terrible to work there. But I mean, pissing in a bottle and shitting in buckets or whatever.
I've done a whole lot of research on it, so this may all be hoopla, but like, I feel like there, you know, could be some truth to it. So
Well, here's the problem though, is if I had to guess, Bezos is part of the Illuminati with how much money
and he's worth. Don't give a fuck.
And he's just he's like, we're just gonna be watching Rod. All of a sudden, it's gonna be like a laser. This fucking. Okay, we don't need to tell a story about how I had to piss in a bottle. Okay,
I've pissed in bottles before. It's okay.
Yeah, I've also done that.
It was a little bit different. So we were actually in San Francisco, going out to I don't remember what city it was on the other side of the Bay Bridge.
Were you near Cocksock dying or no?
No. Mario, do I have a story for you?
Oh, boy.
I was in San Francisco. Okay. The city of, let's call it Wonders. Like, I wonder why this guy was walking down the street with nothing but a sock on his dick and that was it. I don't even think he was homeless. Been
trying to find that guy to get his number.
Wait, what? No, it wasn't a phone out of his butt cheek.
he just writes down an address where he sits.
It wasn't just a normal sock either. It was like a knee-high tube sock.
That shit went down to his ankle, right?
With that kind of confidence, even if it wasn't that big, I would have believed it, man. I would have believed it.
He was just strutting. It was like Conor McGregor walking. Just like...
I mean, more or less. He's kind of like... I don't know. It really stumped me. The same visit, I got to see an old homeless lady taking a bath in a public drinking fountain. So that was also cool.
Well, listen, Matt, she couldn't do it in the bird bath, all right? She likes to watch the birds, okay?
She was actually kicked out of the freaking park, so she couldn't do the
bird bath. They're like, no, it's too public here. And she went to a more public place to take a bath.
Imagine just like walking around and just seeing her just like her ass up in the air, just like pushing the button with a little stream, just trying to clean her booty hole. Just
like an enema.
Opens her mouth and the water just comes out of her mouth.
Just through and through. Here we go, through and through. It's
just some like weird homeless statue that they created in San Francisco.
it probably was a real person. They just poured concrete on her, and then
we're gonna
make art.
Yeah. Oh my god,
that was good.
Well,
good shit, guys.
That was good.
On that note, let's wrap it up for today. I have one more article. It's about this one skipped over. Now this is popping up. Millions of salmon being dumped into San Francisco Bay. We're not going to read that one. The article I originally
fucking love that, but go on.
You think there's just bears floating around San Francisco Bay, bud?
I mean, isn't their state animal a fucking bear? I fucking think so. I don't know.
You know, California. the state of California is rather fucking large, but there could be bears.
Yeah, but its animal is a bear. All right, I don't know. I don't know how California works. They're a weird bunch. Okay.
Well, yeah, it works like this. Okay, you even if you have a full time job, you put one sock on your dick. Okay, and you just you walk down the street.
That is your full time job.
And you strut your stuff. Yeah.
Just like walking around,
just fucking slapping each leg. You're gonna tear an ACL. Just hit it too hard.
You might just walk in, just like striking a pose, like.
Yeah. That's when him and Matt made eye contact, and it
yeah, I know. And since then, it's all I can dream about.
Actually, on the other side of this, on the other side of his wall, he has a picture of that guy.
He does. It's there.
Yeah, yeah.
Just the sock.
That's the one that I have like plastered above
the bed. It's on the ceiling.
Oh, sock guy.
Just do one of these every night.
I'm done with you guys. I'm done.
Hilarious.
I got aspirations, man. That's it right there. All right. Let's wrap it up there for today. Cool. Mario, cannot thank you enough for coming on. Had such a blast catching up.
Oh, this has been one of the more fun
episodes. Might be the funniest episode we've had.
Absolutely.
Had so far. But one thing we like to do is we like to give every guest an opportunity to shout someone out at the end of the episode. So if there's anybody in particular that you would want to shout out, now would be your time.
Oh, man.
Or any shameless plugs. Go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
The shameless plugs.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. Warrior Poet Society. well, I already talked about Warrior Poet Society anyway. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess I'll just shout out my fiance. She'll probably be listening and be like, okay, I guess, really? You're really going to guess?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'll shout out my fiance because, I mean, she's been there for everything, like, for me, through everything, pretty much. I mean, she picked up her whole life, too. Her family's all in Michigan. And my family's all in Michigan. She decided to let us move down here. So, shout out to her. Oh, yeah.
Awesome. And my shout out again is going to be to you, not only for coming on the show, but for what you did and what you're doing now. You know, like even if law enforcement was just a small part of what your life was, you know, I have the utmost respect for you for doing that, and we thank you.
Appreciate that.
And we blew right past our CBD ad read, so I'll just plug it in for the audio only episode.
Don't so, get it.
Yeah, yeah. So also we do. So this was live. Once this is over, this can be shared and everything. We do have the audio version that drops on Fridays. So Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify,
wherever normal people listen to their podcast.
Oh, they want
wherever normal people listen to their favorite podcast. That's also going to be available there as well. So. Make sure all the listeners, you know, if you missed out, if you only caught a part of it and you want to catch the rest of it, it'll be uploaded on YouTube. You can find it on our YouTube channel, Idiots on a Mic. It'll be on Facebook. It'll be on Twitch, which we get the occasional really weird comment from Twitch. And
they stick around for like one or two episodes and then they're gone.
And then they're gone, just ghosts. Like, never see that person again.
So what is this, like random people that like plug in or something? And
Twitch,
yeah.
Twitch, yeah. Twitch.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
Twitch is a weird place, dude.
Lawless land, honestly.
Lawless. Just, they say things you just never hear, ever. Just
try best not to look at it.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
But when it's the only comment, we're like...
Yeah. One other thing we do is you don't have a beer in hand, but we always like to make a toast to everybody who listened, everybody who continues to listen, and everybody who may potentially listen. Yeah, you got
a mouse. It works.
That'll do. That'll do.
That'll do.
We raise a glass. You got me all fucked up with the mouse thing now. We raise a glass.
Are you reading a script? You know you don't have to read.
The teleprompter is moving too fast.
It's left to right. It's left to right, not right to left.
We tip a glass, you pieces of shit. Hey, tip those titanium tips, and we like to say thank you for everybody listening. And as always, cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers.